I have a message this morning and about mission. All of you have different way of thinking, way of message, but God has given me this portion, 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 15, maybe further, about the mission of a servant girl who was brought out of Israel to serve in the house of Naaman, the general of Syria. You know, you may think, what is mission? Every week we are hearing about mission. A church without mission is a church without vision. What is vision? Vision is an act of seeing things invisible. Poor eyes limit our vision. Poor vision limit our deeds. When our deeds are limited, we get sleep and slumber. Thank the Lord for Eastern Baptist Church. You have a vision, and your vision helps to move further and further. If you have a vision, it will really help. Here, the girl who was brought out of Israel to Naaman's house, she had a mission in her mind. That mission grew to lead Naaman back to Israel for his recovery of healing. That is a message. You might know about Syrians. You know, I was valedictorian in my seminary, and I really like this Old Testament. You know about Assyria. In 2 Kings chapter 17, when you study, and Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria, came and captured and took away these Samaritans back to Syria, Assyria. And they were mingled. Later, they lost their identity. When we read John chapter 4, we see about Samaritan woman. When Jesus went into the well of Samaria and asked for the water, she said, being a Jew, are you asking water from me? And you know, the conversation went on. They were considered as a low class people because they mingled with Assyrians. Presently we see Syria. This is borderline of Iraq. And also, this Laban and his family migrated here in this Syria. So Laban was known as the man of Syria. And Jacob, all the way from Canaan, he walked through the desert and reached here in this place and spent almost 21 years in Syria with Laban and his family there. There are many theological evidences or the biblical importance about this Syria and all these things. These Syrians or Assyrians, they were as a group going to these places, to Israel, and bring people. And one tribe, they brought this one girl also and hand over to Naaman's house. And when we study about Naaman, he was a mighty man of valor. The importance here, he was a mighty man of valor. He was honored by the people in the country and the king, because he was so victorious. And very less people we see as mighty man of valor. When we study this Judges chapter 11, we see Jephthah, and he was a mighty man of valor. But he was also having a defect in his life. He was not born in the family through proper way. He was born through a harlot. So when his brethren grew up, and they told him, you will not inherit any inheritance with our family. And he left and lived in the land of Tob. and he collected good for nothing people, vain people, and he became the leader. And when the Israel or the Israelites had war with the Ammonites, and there was none to protect them, so the elders of this country went into the land of Tob and pleaded with Jephthah to come and help us, and you will be our judge. Later he became the judge and conquered and gave the victory to the people of Israel. What I want to tell you, very less people we see as mighty man of valor. But here he is a mighty man of valor, but he had a defect or weakness in his life, that was leprosy. You know, in the Old Testament time, those who have leprosy and they cannot mingle with others. Today we see lepers are mingling. I had a ministry among lepers place. I took a doctor, he was my friend. And we both went and asked him where you can do some work here. His name is Satyan, Dr. Satyan, he's famous. He came one day with me and told, I need to study more, then only I can tell you. He came back, he never turned up. I kept one teacher there to give the education to the children there, and she came 3-4 days, and after that she disappeared. So people do not want to mingle even today also. But in those days it was, there should be a way. Even King Uzziah, when he was a leper, and he was kept in the underground dark room of the palace, people were not supposed to mingle with him. That's the way they treated this leprosy. So this Naaman, he might have covered his body with long sleeves and pants and things to cover. But somehow, this girl came to know through her mistress about his situation. When I was studying in high school, and one of our college students, and he was, even in the severe summer also, he was using this long leaves and long pants. So we were all short pants and short sleeves we were using. And this guy is entirely different. Then I inquired what is the reason. Then somebody told that he is having this little bit leprosy in his body. That's what he is covering. You know, always people cover up. The Bible clearly tells, though mighty man or honorable people, all are having a defect in their life, that is Adamic sin. Bible clearly speaks, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. You know, there is none righteous, not even one. So, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because, for everybody, whoever it may be, and it has to be realized and recognized and acknowledged, and whoever it might be, a sinner, and Jesus is needed for his personal life, personal salvation. That is a personal experience. I believe, here right now, all of you have a salvation experience. If you have an assurance of salvation in your life, you have to have an assurance of salvation. You don't have to pay anything, but you have to exercise your free will to accept him as your savior. Then you will have a full confidence and good conscience in your life, and you can go out of the sanctuary with a real joy and happiness. That comes through Jesus Christ. I give peace unto you, not as the world giveth. That peace, a special peace given by Jesus when we accept Christ as his Savior. And Naaman had a trouble with this sickness, and he is getting recovery through the mediation of this unrecognized, unimportant servant girl who was serving in his own house. Which way she was doing it? And you know, natural way she should have been developed. A negative idea, negative thinking, negative spirit, that I was living with my parents and my dear ones in my country, and these guys, they took me here and I am lonely here. But when she was in the country, in Israel, their parents taught according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and every parent should teach the children diligently and should write it down on the door and doorpost, the word of God every day. And they really learning it. Even we know that Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, and he was about to be tempted, but he remembered the word of God and run away. How can I do such a thing? Then we see about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and these guys, Daniel purposed in his heart that I will not defile with the kingly order of food and wine. I don't. And he was pleading with Meltzer, the eunuch, and he was in charge. And for 10 days, then they proved the wisdom comes not only through good food or wine or anything, but through heaven, through God, it gets, dear ones. Whatever the blessings you and I have, that is by the grace of God. How many of us can say this morning that what I am today, by the grace of God and by the mercy of God, praise God. Many times we think and we are proud, very arrogant about our own way of thinking. I have everything, I have this thing, that thing, and we are just a comparison. We are doing many things. But how much more? Every day we are growing in the Spirit. How much every day we are growing? How many souls we are bringing? That shows the real maturity in our Christian life. And we need to develop that. Then God the Almighty will be pleased. What this girl said, if my master goes to Israel, there is a prophet there. And he can change his life. He can recover. And you know, he told in such a way, but Naaman immediately believed her word and going in a different way to the king of Syria and getting a letter and things like that. I was thinking, how much character she might have developed in the home to believe. Today, if anybody says something, in my language, I say only 50% believe, 50% unbelief. Because after 5-6 times, they say one thing. And when it is contradictory, we cannot believe. And we have an idea that this man will talk such a way. This lady will talk in a different way before we call. Because we learn such a way sometime. But this girl, though she is a servant girl here in the house, but she developed her character and her personality and truthfulness in the home. And when she said something, immediately took into action. And immediately the general of the land, he himself took initiative. And going to the king according to his own way. But still he believed this girl's word and moving further. He took the recommendation letter from the king and rushing to the king of Israel. After reading the letter, the king of Israel feared, who am I to extend the life and death of another life? And who am I? In such a way he was thinking and rendered his clothes, tear up his clothes. And he was so sad. Now I cannot extend his life here and clean or cure him, and the enemy can come and conquer me, conquer our land now. He was in turmoil. The prophet Elisha heard it. Then he sent the message. Tell him to come to me. He will really know there is a prophet here. And he went with the chariot and with his people to the prophet Elisha's house. And he thought, when the king ordered, the prophet will come to the palace and he will shake the hand and you be healed like that. Today is prophet and today is too many healers as they shake the hands and things like that. And he felt like that. His expectation was entirely different. Now when he reached to Elisha's house and Elisha did not turn up and he sent the message to this guy that let him go and dip himself 7 times in the Jordan River. Then he was confused like anything. And he just compared with his Damascus. In Damascus there are 2 rivers, Abana and Purpura, and very good water. Why should I be dip here in this Jordan River? Not good water. Why should I do that? Because Bible clearly speaks, natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. Even if 100 times we read the Bible, an unsaved man, he may not be able to understand it, because this is an infallible word of God, verbal inspiration, and 1189 chapters are completely inspired by the word of God. 31,163 verses without any wrong. All these verses are inspired, and God's help is needed to understand it. So natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. But sometimes unrecognized people can direct these people. Even in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 we read that, not by wise men after the flesh, not by mighty, not by any noble are called, God has chosen the foolishness of this world. And God always use very unrecognized people here. So, many times we used to compare and comparison, calculation in our lives. Let me point out one more thing. Even in first century, Herod, he played the tricks to please Jewish people. And he imprisoned James and killed him. It was pleased to Jewish people, Israelites. And again he imprisoned Peter there. Then the church took it as a serious and started fasting and praying in the houses. But Peter was delivered from the prison and reached where the praying group was there. That means where the people were praying, he reached to the gate and knocked. Rhoda, the servant girl, came and looked through the gate and recognized this is Peter. And she ran with joy to the praying group and said, Peter is standing outside the gate. What was the response of these people? What was the response? Girl, you are mad! You are mad! What was the subject in their prayer? Deliverance of Peter. But now they want to stop her. What was their belief? What was their prayer? They had a calculation there in their prayer. So time, Peter can be delivered. Peter can appear, or in a mysterious way. And their expectation was different. We too do same thing. What I want to tell you, in prayer, remove all your misunderstanding and miscalculations. You have to fully believe God will hear my prayer. God will answer to me. And such a way when we put forth the subjects in your prayer, you will see the answer of God in your life. And you will see the victory in your life. Then you will feel God's presence will follow in your life. And here we see this man was guided by the servants. If the prophet has told you big thing, you would have accepted. Small thing he told, why can't you do it? Then his understanding opened and he wanted to dip himself. And he started, first time, nothing happened, he came out. Second time, nothing happened. Third time, nothing happened. Like 6th time, nothing happened. But seventh time when he came out of the water, his body became, his flesh became like a child. Situation changed. The word has power. Power of life and death. And when we obey the word of God, there is a power behind it. And God's word has power behind it. We have to obey the word of God. Then God will work. Now this man's life is totally changed. And he became a new creature now. One who believes in Christ, he becomes a new creature. All things are passed away. And his misunderstanding is God. And now he tells God of Israel, God of Elisha is the only true God. And he is very happy. And he is going out of this country with a very glad tidings and sharing that God of Israel is the true God. Who is the responsible person here to bring such a man to believe in God? Unrecognized servant girl. And when she was in the house, the mission was growing in her heart. And that mission really developed and sending out his master out of Syria into Israel. And he comes from there as a godly man and prophesying, and a great revival takes place here. And whomsoever he meets, whomsoever the soldier he meets, and to the king he tells, only one God, that is the God of Elisha. Praise God. What a change it is. I know one horse trainer. One day, this trainer, he felt to make his horse as a Christian. You may ask me how a trainer can make a horse to a Christian. Is it possible? This trainer wanted to make his horse as a Christian because he was a Christian. First thing, when he lose the horse out of his place, he taught one word. Praise the Lord. To move from the standing, when he said, praise the Lord, it moves. Then he started teaching, hallelujah. Then again it moves. Then keep on giving training. How to make to run. You know, horse cannot move always little like that, you know. He has to run now. Then how to train? And he raised the voice. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And the voice raised and the horse started running. If the horse keep on running, how it will stop? Now the horse is running. He wanted to stop the horse. He trained, amen. And he sold this horse to somebody else. And he also was a Christian. And he was also training. In order to move, he has to use this verse. Like that, he trained the horse as a Christian. Elisha trained like this wild animal Naaman as a true believer. By his command. And he needs to be subjugated. He needs to be humbled. He asked him to go and dip yourselves for your healing. Sometimes God makes us to be humbled. We will be like this horse, wild. And with the word of power, with the training, we can be useful for God. And how God used this servant girl for the conversion of this general Naaman. The same way God can use us also. But how many of us want this morning, yes, Lord, I wanted to be like this servant girl. I wanted to be a real missionary to send out whoever having difficulties to the real prophet. We have a great prophet than Elisha, who is the prophet from Galilee. He is Jesus of Nazareth. He is Jesus. And he died on the cross of Calvary for the remission of your sin. He shed even the last drop of his blood. And he finally said, "It is finished." When he was on the cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" There was no answer. And he said, "I thirst," because of the human suffering. That was not the thirsty of the water or wine, but it was the thirsty of the mankind. "I thirst." And he finished all the activities. He did every vicarious suffering for you and me. And he made propitiation for you and me. He paid the ransom for all of us. And he purchased all of us through his blood from the cross. Can we acknowledge this morning? And can we realize how much he suffered? Can we realize the price which he paid on the cross? And the blood which he shed for the salvation? He did everything. And finally he said, "It is finished." It is finished! He did everything. But we need to acknowledge. Can we pray? Let us pray. If anybody needs to have a prayer this morning, you can ask to the Lord. Simple prayer from your heart. "I need to be like this servant girl, to lead somebody to Christ. Father, use me. I need to be like Naaman, to obey and profess Yahweh is the real God and He is my God." Let us realize, if you are not saved, give your life to Jesus. Having a backslidden experience, any bitterness, any other difficulties, just ask to the Lord, "Lord, help me this morning. Help me, Lord." Let us pray. Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for giving us this precious time. Lord, we thank Thee and praise Thee for our pastor and his family, Lord. Thou hast sent them here in this sanctuary to this church to serve all of us, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. Cure them, Lord. And do all necessary steps in their lives. Lord, we pray for all the individuals, those who are here. We pray for all the deacons here, Lord. Bless them and anoint them and use them in a mighty way, Lord. Let us be the real prayer warriors in the coming days. Soul winners in the coming days, Lord. Father, I pray for India and our needs there and our people there, Lord. Help them, Lord. Use us, Lord, to lead many to Christ. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for answering to our prayer, Lord. We ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.